Welcome, everybody, to the Holy Shift podcast, the live cast going on. Let's just see how everybody's doing today. I pulled a card. If you follow me on my Instagram, we got the base chakra. So we are tuning in to our most basic human needs. And we are focusing on what we need to survive in order to thrive as well. So I'm lost in my phone trying to share the show. And we are trying to get some people here and see how this goes, you guys. Let's tweet about it. We will send messages. Just getting things going for the day, you guys. I feel like doing a reading or two for people. Just getting a feel for the energy today. And enjoying ourselves. It's such a beautiful day. Summer is starting, you guys. It is beginning. We are just enjoying the weather today. Saying I'm supposed to upgrade the app in order to share, apparently. I don't know what's going on. This is ridiculous, you guys. Hi, we got 8 of you in here already. I'm trying to share, and it's telling me to update my app. So I don't know what's going on. As long as you can hear me, we're good. And see if I can share with the people on Insta, or if it's going to continue to sound. Okay, there we go. If you're in here and I'm sending it to you, I love you and I'm sorry. let's see. So how is everybody doing today? I will be doing a couple readings, I think, and just seeing how everybody's feeling. I'm trying to send to everybody. We'll see who all joins us today. Coco. Okay, I was looking for Yaz. Y'all seen Yaz lately? Oh, hey, John. Welcome, welcome. Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Holy Shift Podcast. I appreciate you all for coming. Some sense, Rome, John. Saturns, welcome. Your new Looney, my girl. We got Taz, Joe, Some Sense. I don't know if I seen Nonsense yet, but Angel Eyes, welcome. Cha Cha, everybody, thank you so much for joining. Donnie, Inspired. So I am just enjoying the day. It's a beautiful day outside. We've got the sun. It's supposed to be the hottest day of the year, you guys. 102, and I'm not sure that I'm ready for all that. Yesterday it was pretty warm, and I sat in the sun. Not even to sun, like get a suntan, but just for the energy of the sun. Has any of you noticed that when you walk out into the sun and just you feel that tingling, that energy flowing through you as you take in the sun? It's a magical feeling. I love it. I just sat out there in the sun, and it wasn't really warm to me. It didn't feel too warm, like hot. I felt the sun just beating on my skin, and I felt so energized. And I will post some more pictures. The other day, the whole family decided to go up, and we traveled to, it's called Clark's Fork, and it's in the middle of the Stanislaus National Forest, and it's so beautiful. You guys, we've had a lot of fires happen in the foothills where I'm at, and no worries, Inspired. There's been a lot of fires, so as you travel up, oh, I got more, Rome, I'll show you some more, definitely. As you travel up, you see nothing. It's almost like another planet with no trees, and it's just gray and dark, and dreary. And then the sky was blue, so you see the contrast, but it was just like another planet, and it was really devastating. But you keep on going through that, and you keep traveling, and Clark's Fork is down off of it's a two-lane highway. You turn off of the road, and you go down another few miles, and you come to this beautiful, like, it's just like an oasis, it looks like, amongst the dead, burned trees and atmosphere, and it's this green, beautiful oasis, and the river's flowing, and you get out of, you know, after driving through this and seeing the progression of how it could be, because I seen the smoke, I seen the flames, I seen everything happen when it did happen, and to be at this oasis in the middle of the devastation was so beautiful and refreshing, the river and everything. And it was very symbolic, you know. We go through these crazy, insane times, what we're going through now, through life, as we go through, you know, relationship cycles and you know, certain things growing into yourself. You go through certain jobs, you go through certain phases of life. Oh, we're going to party and we're going to do this. And just, it was really amazing to just see that play out in nature, as, you know, you go through all this chaos and devastation, yet this beautiful oasis is in the middle of all this chaos, and you learn a lesson, and you become more thankful for what you do have, and you shift your focus from how bad things are to the amazing things that come of it, and the beauty that is in contrast to, and we got to take that with us, you know. We're not in this alone, and it seems like it a lot. We all go through different unique situations. However, we have the same feelings, you know. We all go through the same things. So just know that there is light out there, and we are in this together. We will get through this, and there is an oasis. There is a good thing out of there. So I will definitely show you more pictures. I made this beautiful nature mandala. I got moss and then sticks and some other little odds and ends out in the forest. And then, no worries, babe, no worries. And so then I put some of my crystals, because I took all my crystals, not all of them, a lot of the crystals to, thank you, Taz, I love you, boo. A lot of the crystals to recharge in the river. And then I set them out in the mandala and took a couple pictures. It was beautiful. And I did take some more pictures of the cards. I'm working on the website. It's slow moving, you guys. I get overwhelmed because technology and me, the energy is just, you know, it's two different types of energy. So we're learning to mesh together in order to create my vision on the computer. So if there is anybody out there that needs guidance and wants a card today, I am more than willing to pull you a card. I seen that inspired. I was like half asleep. I went to sleep early, and then I woke up in the middle of the night. Go on and pull you one. Jordy. Is that how you say it? Guide you anytime, Looney. I want anonymous, whatever I need. So if anybody that has came into this room has gotten a reading and you haven't done a testimonial or review, leave me one, please. And you may be anonymous or whatever. I already have an anonymous person, so they can mesh well together. Nobody knows whoever, and it's just for the website. It's not any pictures of anybody. It's just beautiful things, and I will show you. Taz, I already got yours on the website, and I'm working on getting a couple other ones up there. It's just me getting the pretty layout up there, and I don't want it to be too overwhelming. I want people to actually look and not get, like, thrown off. I don't want them to get overwhelmed and just click out of the website, you know? So that's what I'm doing. Ace, don't even, because I gave you the information. You have every which way to contact me, ma'am. You know that it's holyshift@gmail.com. You are on Insta, Twitter, and we're friends on Facebook, baby. Hi, J-Baby. Yes, Ace, so you have every which way to contact me, baby girl. And to leave the review, and I told you to review. Okay, well, do you smoke? Like, I'ma get your ass, watch. I love you still. So I want to give an explanation, inspired, I love you, I see you, give me one moment, but I want to give an explanation of holy shift, since there's about 18 of us in here. Holy shift, I came up with, because I was shifting all of my energy, my mind, my body, my spirit, everything, and I have done this several times in my life. Hello, Matab. But I was shifting, and I would just, every day I would go down the rabbit hole and learn more physics and spirituality and ancient teachings and current mindset coaches and all these different things, right? And so I was just, I mean, it was shifting energy. And I'm like, wow, holy shit, this stuff is intense. And I'm like, wait a minute. Holy shift, whole energy shift, holy shit, it's intense. So that is where the holy shift comes from. Holy shift, holy shit, this is intense, it's massive, it's in everything. And that's where my title, my logo, my little thing, whatever you want to call it, that's where it comes from. Hi, Jimmy. Hey, big little bruh. Welcome, you guys. Shots, everybody. Welcome. We got Inspired on the line. She's waiting so patiently. How are you, girl?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? Why are you just doing okay? What card, what deck do you need a card from today? Hi, Shots.
I need one from every deck. The demons are out to get me.
Which deck? Do you want one from the new deck?
Ooh, let's go with the new deck. I like new. I need new in my life.
Need new energy. So it's the Wildwood Tarot, and I believe that I had posted a picture on the Instagram and all those wonderful little sites. But I got some more pictures. Like I said, I went up to the mountains, you guys, and I took a lot of pictures of the cards and a new setup to add to the site. So that's what I've been working on. I know I've been saying I'm working on. I am. I'm a perfectionist. I want it to look. I have a vision and I want it to look right. And then I get irritated because it's not working out and I walk away and clear my energy. So, yes, we have gotten the Ace of Bows, which is the spark of life, inspired. Okay. Mm-hmm. And who's putting out your spark? Why are you giving others the power to put out your spark, ma'am?
I had to reclaim it last night because, woo, yesterday was something serious.
Because somebody was trying to put it out.
Correct?
Yes. They were trying to take what I deserve. They tried to belittle my worth.
And did you take a step back and see it from their perspective?
I did. That's why I removed myself from the situation a month ago.
Okay. So let's see what the book says. Because somebody was trying to take your spark and you reclaimed it last night, you say. And it's an upside down card. So I don't know if this deck, I'm not sure if it has reversed meanings. And it's not looking like it, but. So I'm still learning this deck, you guys. Just bear with me. And it is the Ace. So with the Ace of Bows is the spark of life, it says. Against shimmering background, this is the description of the card, you guys. Hi, bands. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining Whole E-Shift, the podcast. I am Poetic, your host, and we are doing a one-card reading for Inspired. She pulled the Ace of Bows, and it is the spark of life. And the description of the card, against a shimmering background of leaves, branches, a stout, rough-hewn hunting bow shimmers with the fire of life itself. The tip of an arrow rests on the heap of kindling shaft, and curled bark is bursting into flame as the tip flashes with brilliant incandescent light. I'm going to send you the card because it's just amongst the trees, and it's like, I don't know, it's kind of sparking the fire, and it's not gonna, it doesn't look dangerous, it just looks like it's gonna start a little bit of a fire in the circle. In the circle, it, like it's the main focus for some reason.
Accurate.
So it has to do with, so I pulled the base chakra card, you guys, this morning for the general read, which is our survival, our basic, so material, the material physical world, our basic needs, physical, mental, spiritual. So it had to do with your foundation that they were trying to rock, maybe with your career. Or more that with like your finances, holding your home.
It's finances, definitely finances, home.
Yeah.
And so it suggests that the human element or your partnership with the environment in which you live has, and the it brings the mastery of and the gifts, okay? So as long as you are aware of the situation at hand, you took it from all perspectives, it's saying. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jay Mystic. This is Bija Todd Norian. It is not my music. It is Todd Norian's music for yoga and meditation, just to put that out there. By shaping and persevering with the tool that both hunts and nurtures the fire. So you go after what you want and your goals, right? And your what you see, your foundation. You're sparking the fire, right? The life. You're sparking that. This is going to create the life for you and your kids, right?
Right.
Somebody was trying to take that from you. You made sure that you didn't let them hinder you. You also have to be sure that you do it in a way which you're not going to burn any bridges as well.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sure does.
So it takes skill, effort, commitment, and persistence. And the universe always will respond with enlightenment, challenge, and opportunity. So it says challenge and opportunity in the same sentence. We sometimes get misconstrued that these challenges are there to get in our way. I feel like this little spark, this little challenge, this little feat last night that you overcame was just leading you to the awareness that you can overcome whatever is thrown at you, and it will lead to more opportunities for you. Be aware of your mindset in the whole process, because that is our most difficult thing to focus on, our own mindset and our own perspective. But as when we are aware of that, we are able to react and respond in the best way possible for us, right? So that's your spark,
right,
that your foundation is able to grow that in a great way. A deeper awareness of the part we must play in the greater scheme of things, it says in the book. So it says, harnessing the energy inherent in the bow and in the skill and endurance needed to choose the hunter's arrows accurately and efficiently, that's taking that time to be aware, right? Mm-hmm. Are as primal and as ancient as human existence itself. It's all connected. We have to take all aspects of the situation in order to grow. Every native tribe has developed on earth has developed the bow as a tool, and in choosing and shaping and tuning the bow, stab, and the arrows is time consuming. So that's saying you're putting in the effort and the time now, mm-hmm. because you're perfecting your skill and your knowledge.
Yes.
So what that little hindrance last night will help you in your interactions with other people in your financial determination, say like it's your job or your career, whatever it was affecting, that's mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? It's giving you more knowledge and wisdom to base off your next steps or a future occurrence will happen.
Right. That will so happen. It'll help me for my next property.
It says, yes, be prepared to learn new skills for a changing environment. Again, this is what I was talking about in Jimmy's room. Oh my gosh, you guys, I have 30 people in here. I appreciate every single one of you. I really do, for coming in and joining the Holy Shift podcast. Somebody screenshot that for me, please. I appreciate you all. It says that be prepared to learn new skills and adapt to changing environments. The only constant in life is change. So we cannot resist it. It's going to happen whether we want it to or not. We just have to learn to flow with whatever comes at us. Don't be rigid and stuck, because those rigid, stuck, you know, things end up, they stay there. They don't get to flow through with the river. If you bend and flow with the river, you just go with it, and you end up going into the big pool of the ocean, of the all, of the whole aspect of life. And you guys are completely amazing, giving me so much love right now. This is awesome. I appreciate you so, so much. But inspired, you were doing the right thing. Double check yourself. I'm proud of you for taking that step back, because I know you, and you know you, are quick to just like react sometimes when you feel a certain way. We do. Yes. I am so totally freaking guilty of this, okay? However, you taking the step back last night to become aware, maybe that's the reason why we weren't meant to connect last night, inspired. You needed to build yourself up for that. You needed to find the knowledge yourself. You already knew the answers. You had to handle it for yourself, baby girl. So I am very proud of you. We all need to take time for ourselves to realize what we say before we say it, because we are all guilty of that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good job. I am proud of you. And we all can learn from that, definitely. And you didn't need 3 cards. You really didn't, because you already knew. You already knew that situation was under control.
Yeah, it was really just how to go about it.
You taking the time to take a deep breath, you found your own answer.
Yeah, but it's more fun to call on phone.
This is, see, I love and appreciate that. I totally do, every one of you, but you guys are more powerful than you realize. You have your own answers. I am guilty of the same. I totally am like, I need somebody. Where's Mo? Where's Motives? There was another girl, Enchanted. I went in her room. They were doing tarot. I asked Linga, you know, he pulls a card. Whoever. I seek out guidance from my mentors and other people who do read energy, because, you know, we get clouded by our own ego and what we think this should be or how that should be or whatever. However, apologize, guys. Are we good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. We got to take a moment and be aware that our own answers lie within. And if we just listen and become aware that we have what we need. So don't always give your power away.
Yeah, it's a little tricky. You just got to learn the difference between when to take this to court and when to, you know, let it just take the L, when to, you know, just leave the situation overall. So that's really what I had to decide last night. And I was like, well, let me just get some professional answers.
Excuse the sirens, guys. I apologize.
You know, you over there killing people on the low, you know, handling the business mafia style.
Yo, that's like, okay, because Kay Dizzle, I think you are aware, if she's still in here, there was a shooting, like, we're in a really small, like, 2,000-if small town, okay? There was a shooting right down the road, like, not even a mile from us. The police shot a guy and killed him, which is sad. It was a mental health issue, which is another, you know, we could go into that. We were talking about mental health earlier, but So that was on edge. It was like the first one in like 20 years that there's ever been a murder or a shooting or anything here, that somebody got hurt and killed or anything. So it was a major thing for our little hillbilly stick town. So it was kind of interesting. Oh, you could get on edge as soon as that stuff happens. But yeah. I appreciate you for coming in. One
Oh,
moment.
thank you. Thank you for always being there for us at the right time.
There's a ton. Okay, guys, one moment. You are listening. My neighbor Kay Dizzle came over, so we got interesting things happening here. We're gonna go outside because there's a fire. We were just talking about the sun's energy and all that craziness. Is it, give me one moment, you guys. This is usually not the energy. Where is it at?
Didn't you say this like the hottest day or something in a long time?
This is the hottest day of the year, yes. Oh,
Even hotter.
so we are going to come back live in just a little bit because we are a little, there's a fire. I'll take pictures. It'll see on Instagram, you guys. Thank you for coming in. I will definitely do some more readings later, but yeah, I will see you guys soon, okay?
Bye, guys. I
Major
miss
fire, you
you.
guys.